And welcome to Community Connection. And Earl Sears is with us. And how you doing, sir?
I am doing quite well, Tom. Thank you for having us in today.
Well, you've got a special guest.
We do. And we have Leslie Osborne, who is the Labor Commissioner of the great state of Oklahoma. We served together in the House of Representatives. She served 10 years. I served 12, was term limited. But we had an opening in regards to an open office in regards to this position, mm-hmm. Labor Commissioner. Melissa Houston took it, but made it perfectly clear that she filled out a position, but she did not run again. So it was an open seat, and Leslie ran for that. And not only did I endorse her at that time, but she's just doing a great job. But the point is, she is elected, and here in Bartlesville today, she's just been making a point to be all over the state of Oklahoma. And I invite her up here, and she'll be at the Friday Forum today. But she's here today to just on her tour around the state and visiting Bartlesville, and we're just delighted to have her here. Leslie, welcome to Bartlesville.
Welcome, Leslie, and once again, thank you for dropping by today. I know your schedule is quite tight. Tell everyone what the Labor Commissioner does.
Well, that's why I'm doing this tour, is most people don't know what our Department of Labor does. So we are basically tasked with the safety of citizens and safety of the workforce. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things that people take for granted, somebody from the Department of Labor is checking every public access elevator and escalator once a year in the state for safety. Somebody is checking every commercial grade hot water heater and boiler. Amusement park rides. Every one of those is inspected at least once a year, whether it's a Whitewater, a state fair, or a carnival in Poto. And so a lot of things that people just take for granted, mm-hmm. we are tasked with just keeping safety of citizens. The other thing that we really love is that we do free safety consultation services for any small business in the state. That's 500 people or below. Mm-hmm. We will actually come in and help build a safety plan for any small business to keep their employees safe. OSHA, which is the feds, can drop in anytime at any business. They have huge fines, sometimes shut down businesses, but that's because the workplace isn't safe. We proactively go out for free and confidential and work with any business that would like us to embed one of our employees in the business, build a safety plan, make sure they implement it, and keep their employees safe. Because of that, we have one of the lowest rates in the nation of people being injured on the job. So it's a great service, and I'm kind of out marketing that to let people know it's available and to contact us at the Department of Labor if you're interested.
Now, this is the first time I've heard of a Department of Labor in any state to go at it at this manner. Is this uh-huh. unique to Oklahoma?
We're one of it's 16 states mm-hmm. that do this. We're one of 7 that also do it for the public sector, for counties, cities, and schools. Same way, if you're Tulsa, you have a full-time safety consultant on board. But if you're a small town like say Vera, mm-hmm. and you wanted to do trenching, but you weren't sure about how to keep your guys safe out there, we can come out and train your guys. We can do a half-day seminar and actually tell them what kind of equipment they'd need, what they could do to do that. It's funded by a 90% federal grant. We have to have very little match on the side for the state, and it's working. It's one of those things we're doing right.
One of the many things okay is, mm-hmm. is doing right. And when it comes to safety, that is paramount. Because when folks aren't working, they're not producing for themselves, not producing for anybody. It's hard on their families. It's hard on the people they work for. It's hard for the companies that employ them.
Absolutely. And another couple of services we do is we educate people about child labor laws. We have somebody that goes around to schools across the state. The laws are a little different if you employ somebody under 18. Mm-hmm. The other thing we have is a wage and hour division. If somebody is not being paid for work that they've done, what they were contractually promised, we have administrative law judges. You can come in, we can take a case and get your back wages paid for you the same way, confidential and free, a service we do. Last year, we brought in a little under $1 million in wages that were truly owed to Oklahoma workers that hadn't been paid.
Wow, this is really amazing. It's what you don't know. And the
right.
folks that are only catching a piece of this, you can really hear the full-length version at the RVS Bank Forum this morning.
Yes. So, and really appreciate Representative Sears. I worked with him for years there, and he has given us the full tour of Bartlesville.
I don't doubt that for 1 second. Now, Earl, can you tell us a little bit about the forum? And it takes place every Friday.
Yeah, the Friday Forum is something that RVS started many, many years ago. And when I finished in the legislature, the bank reached out to me, Kyle Hubbard. Jim Bonsack ran it for 28 years. And Jim retired, and Kyle reached out to me and said, hey, is this something you'd like to do? And I said, you know, I think I'd like to do this. And I'm just having a ball because I think anybody that knows me, I love Bartlesville. It's a great community, always has been, and we have a rich history, and so I am enjoying the forum. And the theme that we have is that the last half of the program, I always try to spotlight something that's going on in Bartlesville, the state, to let, you know, not only what Oklahoma's a great place to call home, but specifically Bartlesville. And that's what we're doing today. With my connections and ties back in the House of Representatives, I'm reaching out to those people that have served in state government, continue to serve in state government. So Leslie's going to be our guest today. And again, it's just our way of bringing Oklahoma City to Bartlesville. And Leslie's agreed to be here. And so today at the Friday Forum, it's always from 10 to 11. It's open to the public, and hope you can make it out today.
All righty. And Leslie, again, welcome to Bartlesville, and hope you come back here pretty soon.
You bet. I plan on it. So thank you for the invitation to talk on your radio show today. Appreciate you.
Not a problem. Thank you, Earl. Thank you, everybody. And this has been a service of Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors. This is Community Connection on K1.